collections, they are largely myth. We have discovered that his father was not just a flawed individual, but an abusive bigamist and an egomaniac whose life was ruined not by racism or corruption, but by his own weakness. The Daily Mail suggests Obama chose to present his father in a favorable light as an electoral tactic. Indeed, by offering up a conveniently plotted account of his personal history in this way, the Daily Mail wrote, Obama might even have made a preemptive strike on those sure to pose the awkward questions that inevitably face a serious contender for the White House. Rejecting the simple conclusion, the book is poorly written and confusing, we are left to ask once again, what is Obama trying to hide, and why would he do so? A telephone interview with Saeed Obama, Barack Obama's uncle, from his home in Kisumu, Kenya, provides additional insight into the life of Barack's father. Barack Obama Sr. was Saeed Obama's older brother. My brother Barack was born in 1936, Saeed explained. I was the much younger brother, the last born of the sons, born in the mid-1950s. Saeed Obama said their father had livestock, including goats and cows, and that the sons of the family, including Obama Sr., worked to take care of the livestock, confirming a detail Obama related about his father. Working as a goat herd does not mean the family was poverty-stricken or otherwise disadvantaged in the tribal home. Barack Sr.'s father was a tribal elder from a prominent and wealthy family in the village where they lived. Moreover, Barack Sr.'s father had considerable influence with the African leaders at the national level who were pushing for independence from British colonial rule. Kenya achieved independence on December 12, 1963, when Jomo Kenyatta of the Kenya African National Union formed a government in which he served as both president and prime minister, ending a period of British colonialism that stretched back to the late 19th century. Saeed said, My brother was very bright, very intelligent, and that is how he came to be identified to go and study in the United States. Saeed affirmed that he and his brother were both born into a religious Islamic family and were raised as Muslims. I did not see my brother practice Islam, Saeed recalled, especially after he came back from his studies in the United States. I did not consider him to be very religious. While Kenya is approximately 85% Christian, a Muslim minority dates back to 1730, when Arabs from Oman began occupying eastern Africa, dislodging the Portuguese colonists and taking over the slave trade in the eastern coastal states, including both Kenya and Tanzania. The facts are that the Obama family in Africa is a Muslim family of the predominantly Christian Luo tribe in the predominantly Christian country of Kenya. First, my brother went to the University of Hawaii, where he met Obama's mother, Saeed confirmed. Then he got a scholarship to study at Harvard. Then after graduating, he came back to Kenya and occupied several posts in the government. Saeed also confirmed his brother had difficulties working with the government in Kenya after independence. Barack Sr.'s main problem working with the government was tribalism, Saeed explained. Tribalism in Kenya really is something you have to understand if you want to understand Kenya's politics. During that time, because our family was close to Tom Mboya, who was a very corrupt but charismatic leader in Kenya, we suffered. The elite around President Kenyatta were from his tribe, the Kikuyu, Kenya's dominant tribe. and they were pledged to support the president. So all the people close to Mboya suffered, including my brother. Mboya was from the Luo tribe, the same tribe of Obama's family. The Luo are Kenya's second largest tribe, smaller in number than the Kikuyu. In 1960, Mboya joined his People's Convention Party with Kenyatta's Kenya African Union to form the Kenya African National Union. In 1963, after Kenya gained independence, Mboya served under Kenyatta as the Minister of Justice and Constitutional Affairs, and later as Minister of Economic Planning and Development, until he was assassinated on July 5, 1969, by a Kikuyu tribesman. Had Mboya succeeded Kenyatta as president and prime minister of the country, he most likely would have promoted the Luo tribe over the Kikuyu, who enjoyed power under Kenyatta. Said Obama also helped to clarify another point on which the autobiography is cloudy: how many times Obama Jr. has visited Africa. Obama has been in Africa 3 times, Said insisted. The first time was in 1986. Then he came again in 1992 when he was collecting material for his autobiography. The last time was in 2006 when he visited Kenya as a U.S. senator. In the third section of his autobiography, Obama Jr. does not disclose clearly the date of the trip to Kenya he discusses, nor does he make clear that he took